Mara, let me turn to you first. We were hearing a number of themes, the president seeming to directly take on some of the themes that have been emerging in the Republican campaign and certainly from Congress as well, including the notion of the politics of envy and class warfare in these calls for raising taxes on the highest level earners.
That's right. He addressed that directly. He said, we don't envy the rich. We don't envy success. But we think that it's just common sense that Warren Buffett's secretary shouldn't pay a higher tax rate than Warren Buffett. He said that people who make more than $1 million a year shouldn't pay less than 30% in taxes. And so he took on class warfare right away. He also took on one of Mitt Romney's themes about he wants to restore American values, and the president defined those his way. He said we can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well while a growing number of Americans barely get by, or we can restore an economy where everyone gets a fair shot, everyone plays by the same set of rules. So the themes of equality and fairness were pretty well laid out. I also thought that he had a kind of re-election campaign slogan when he said, the state of our union is getting stronger. We've come too far to turn back now. In other words, it's kind of a stay the course message. Stick with me. You know, we've got to keep on going instead of turning the clock back.